Hi, librarians. I'm Lee Wind. I'm a blogger and author, and I am gay, and I didn't come out until my 20s, which was really hard. And so much of what I do today is to sort of empower kids and teens to be their authentic self now. And I always joke that if I could go back in time and give my, you know, in a time machine and give my 11-year-old self, my 15-year-old self, even one of the stories from history about a men to love men or women to love women or people who lived outside gender boundaries, how it would have completely changed my life. And okay, maybe destroyed the space-time continuum. So we won't do that, but at least I get to pay it forward now. I'm very excited. It's called No Way They Were Gay, Hidden Lives and Secret Loves. And really the three things about it that I want to tell you is that the stories are really surprising. They're stories that really surprised me. And then it's really packed with primary sources because I really want to put them in front of kids and let them see that I'm not making this up, that hundreds of years of historians pretty much hidden this. And I want them to be empowered to read it themselves and they decide what they think. And then the third thing is that I never really liked history. It was really taught as like dates and names to memorize. And there was never a guy that liked another guy like me. So I really felt disenfranchised from history as it was presented. It was sort of like history has been sanitized for the protection of the people in power, which wasn't very helpful to me. And it contributed to my feeling like it wasn't safe to come out. So the book is really history as chocolate, not as medicine. It's really fun. It's really engaging. And most important, it's this, the meta message of it is that if kids today know that they have a place in the past, that there were men who loved men and women who loved women and people who lived outside gender boundaries in the past, then they'll feel more confident knowing that they deserve a place at the table today. And if they know that they have a place at the table today, tomorrow they can believe, and I believe, that they can achieve anything because they won't be limited by this sanitization of history. So really, that's the idea behind the book. And what's so amazing about you and the position that you have as a librarian is that you can help open these doors for these kids and share this for them. And I'm so excited and so honored to have this opportunity to speak with you. And I hope you like the book and I hope you check it out. And bye.
Thank you for listening to the Learner Podcast. Tune in again next time for more author interviews and the stories behind the books.